You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM.
What's up, Kristen?
Hello, hello.
Looks like you've got a classy drink for us this evening.
Well, you know, I've been practicing. Thought I would up my game a little bit since we're not going to do blue. I had to do something equally as entertaining.
Okay. Oh, yeah, no, there's no Curacao this week.
There is no Curacao. Oh, okay. I think we drank it all.
Sorry, am I not putting enough in the start of my Curacao?
How's your liquor cabinet at home looking? Because
that's personal,
there's
bro.
A few that's new bottles of stuff I haven't seen before this evening. What have you got there? What's this one?
This is Chambord. It's a raspberry liqueur. You can smell it. I know you like that.
Oh, look at the little bottle. It's a bit pirate.
It even comes with a few recipes. And when I went and bought it at Glengarry, the guy asked me, he's like, what do you use this for? So I gave him a couple recipes on the fly.
Do they like never sell it? Is he just like, what the fuck?
He was like, where is that?
And I'm Sam
like,
Smith has just got very close to me. He's also curious to smell it. It's black raspberry liqueur.
Yeah. It's really yummy.
Mmm, smells nice.
So it's perfect for
our
drink today.
Hasn't made its way over here yet, so it must be pretty good, yeah. Do you mind if I... Thanks. Just so everyone knows what's going on, I'm the furthest away from the drinks. I think it's some kind of safety issue that BFM's implemented.
So to answer your question, the liquor...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right?
Oh, yeah, damn. No kidding.
Oh, it's like it's like the raspberry rock candy that you can buy.
Do you think that the person working at Glengarry's has just been looking at that bottle going, it's such a cool bottle,
it
I
sounds
wonder
like,
what it's like.
Right. No, they're probably like, oh man, I'm the only person, other person that sniffs this stuff.
Well, it was one of the smaller shops, so, you know, I'm sure they don't get a big run on Chambord at some of these smaller Glengarry's.
That's nobody's fault.
Yeah.
I kind of want to drink this straight.
Okay, that's why I bought the big bottle, because he asked me, do you want the small bottle or the big bottle?
Responsibly? Thanks, mate.
Yeah, responsibly.
It's in like a really cute little, a portly little bottle, I'm going to say.
It looks almost royal.
It looks like, it's kind of like a lawn bowl. Ball. There you go, got there.
But you're not going to toss it around. Okay, so this is a raspberry chocolate the good times roll martini. A raspberry chocolate let the good times roll martini.
A mocha chocolate frappe like a latte.
And here's how we're going to do it, right? Let's
Available
start on
at Starbucks
in.
With a little bit of cream on it.
Can I just say if you...
Did you sip it?
Mike, the closest that I could get to describing this is kind of tastes a bit like medicine.
Just a little spoon.
What kind of medicine are you
kids
taking?
Like, you know, kids' medicine?
Okay. But it's not for kids.
John's a big drinker. What are you doing with ice now?
Okay, so we're going to put ice in a shaker.
You've already put raspberries in martini glasses. Have we covered that off?
Yeah, so that's going to be one of the garnishes, but we have two garnishes today. So
you've got a shot glass that's kind of like a medicine thing as well.
It's a measuring one, so I can make sure that we're getting the right amounts.
Oh, wee, it's nice. That's nice gear.
Yummy?
Yeah, it's working.
Okay. Well, what we're going to do is...
What's it called? Chambord. Chambord.
I feel like this isn't something you drink on its own. It's kind of part of a... It's definitely a cocktail mixer.
Well,
it's a great...
I'll bring the Chambord.
I'm not going to judge anybody, but it is very good in cocktails.
Christmassy.
Yeah, absolutely. Very festive. Okay, so we're going to start off with a... You can use a cream chocolate liqueur, but since I made my own... dairy-free chocolate cream filling. And it has coconut cream, it has chocolate syrup, it has almond syrup, and it has vanilla. Mm. So you pour that in, and it would be 2 jiggers per drink. So that
Somebody's just said Chambord goes remarkably well in a pint of Guinness, a wee drop of it. A wee drop, obviously. Mm.
That makes sense.
How much is a wee, double E? A little bit, you're just making the...
Just a little, a dash.
That looks like a pinch. I'm confused.
What's a shot of Chambord in a pint of Guinness called?
What does that you know, set like you? What does that set you back, eh, John? How much is that going to cost?
If you chuck like a shot of, do you put Jägermeister into a shot of Guinness?
Depends on the party. Depends
called,
on the
like,
party,
a car
John.
Bomb or something.
If the party called for it, I would probably go for it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so then we're going to do four.
Jiggers
of raspberry
on.
Of the Chambord because we're doing 4 drinks.
The vodka looks intimidating, by the way. I'm just kind of like...
Aww.
It's got that Russian
We're
vibe.
Starting to get through that bowl of Chambord.
That's why I had to get the big one. Well, that's because everybody gets a taste. Okay, so then once you have your...
Somebody's saying like Pamol?
No, not like Pamol. You know, like Oh, don't worry.
Oh,
I'll just keep making the drink.
Sorry, bro. Jeez.
Okay. So you're going to have twice as much, you're going to have twice as much Chambord as you are the creme de cacao and vodka. So if you do one jigger of the Chambord, you do half a jigger of the creme de cacao and half a jigger of vodka.
Feel free to just go, oh, never mind, as well, if you
want
to.
Oh, yeah, do whatever you want. Do what you got to do. But I'm just trying to make it a little bit more chocolatey because the coconut cream, chocolate syrup, almond, and vanilla is a little bit light. Mm-hmm. So we want to just add a little bit of chocolate to that, and the creme de cacao does that. And then we put in some vodka. Now, you could do it without the creme de cacao, but the vodka is a little bit strong, and so I wanted to make sure that we got some good raspberry and chocolate flavors.
Yo, people are putting that stuff in everything. It's delicious with champagne, apparently.
Drake, like diamond.
Yeah, oh yeah. Mm.
I don't know if I've heard
It's more of a Robitus.
Okay.
It's more of a lean situation.
All right, now we're gonna shake it. Are you ready? I don't shake it too crazy.
Yeah, no, you're a casual shaker. Are we gonna talk about the maybe after the shake? The things that are adorning the bottles, these cute little sort of Christmas decorations.
Oh, our 95 BFM cocktail tags.
So Crack'em doesn't get confused with
them. Kristen booze. Has really gone all out. She's made
Oh, the color is fantastic. It looks a little bit like a Mocha Primo vibe.
I want to stick around. I want you to keep inviting me back, so I got to up
Sam
my game.
Smith.
Are those frozen raspberries
like
as well?
Smiling like
They're
a Cheshire
frozen.
Cat in the background there.
That's okay.
And
rubbing his hands together.
And it looks like raspberries are going to go out of season soon, so make sure that you either get some and freeze them.
You mean like in a fashion sense?
Well, only because it's cooling up. And now...
Going to grate some chocolate.
We have the tiny grater. I know you like it, Big Hungry.
Can we get a photo of the tiny grater, please, John? Sure. John's going to use this fancy phone. It's a couple more grades above my iPhone. I think it's in the double digits.
It's great.
Oh, okay. So we're going to grate...
I've got an iPhone 5S.
We're going to grate some dark chocolate raspberry.
My iPhone 6 is clearly superior.
Is yours a 6?
Yeah.
You win this round.
So here we go. We have some artisan dark chocolate with raspberries.
That grater is the greatest thing.
Pun intended, right? It is the greatest.
Look at it. Have you ever just gone, fuck it, I'm going to go to the long side and just have a cruise on the... Yeah, all right. That one. Yeah.
Yes.
Get the curls out. Yeah, look, little
there
curly
you go.
Bits.
Getting my arm exercises into double guns.
So this is dairy-free chocolate as well. This is a completely dairy-free drink, although I see that it's going to be very creamy.
It's going to be creamy because of the coconut cream. So it is a dairy-free cocktail.
We should reiterate exactly what's in it, perhaps,
Kristen,
while you're grating.
Yeah.
At the same time, can you
here
also?
Yeah, so the chocolate. So the chocolate cream filling is coconut cream, premium.
Premium.
You know, yep. I like premium.
She stared and pointed then, so premium. That's serious.
That. And it has chocolate, like chocolate syrup that you would put on an ice cream. You know, like an ice cream.
Oh, wow, this is going to be rich,
split.
Isn't it?
Ooh-wee.
And then it has almond syrup and vanilla, and that's just the base for the chocolate cream. And then it has Chambord, the creme de cacao, and the vodka with raspberries and chocolate shavings on the top. Here
oh,
you go,
yeah, it's
Sam.
Christmas time, mistletoes and wine type thing. Sure.
Cheers, everyone.
Cheers.
Oh, Big Hungry's
already got a little stash.
Got in there.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, it's really good.
My mustache is a fuzzy giveaway.
It's like a swirl of raspberry in it. It just is kind of like a very
nice
surprise.
What is that like? It's like an aniseedy vibe, though. What is that? Or what is that like flavor that I'm getting?
It might be the chocolate bar.
Raspberry?
Is it?
It's just kind of the combinations, I suppose.
Yeah, this is
could be the vodka.
It could be. This is the. So I use the organic fair trade dark raspberry chocolate made in New Zealand.
It's deep in flavor, like very, very, very.
It is.
Very
it kind of swirls around and makes you really happy.
There's lots of layers to this one.
Somebody's turned on by the description and the moans accompanying the chocolate grating, so.
Moaning. Imagine if that was your thing.
Moaning approved.
Someone grating chocolate and moaning.
Well, I reckon that's why those chocolate tours are already
feels like mission accomplished.
That would be Cam and I moaning. I mean, Big Hungry and I moaning.
That's good radio, really. I'm just trying to change the world and make a difference over here. Yeah. Kristen, you've outdone yourself. I don't know how you've done it, but you have.
Oh, well, I keep trying. I have to practice a lot.
I can't wait to eat one of these raspberries. There's four raspberries here floating around. Mm. Can't wait to just kind of eat one while I'm having a bit of drink of the drink at the
can
same
I
time.
Like sort of drink and eat at the same time.
Cheers.
One of my favorite things to do is just be like, oh, look at this. The drink's just turned into a little bit of a snack.
Yeah. And a present for you at the very end.
Oh, it's great once you get into the raspberries.
Mm. Oh, I'm there.
That's what it needed. Just to cut through. That berry cutting through.
Nice.
God damn.
I like that. And easy to make. It's not a hard drink to make.
I might fade us out. It's too powerful.
I'm going to eat my drink.
Was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.